It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Glad to have you along for this 10th region boys semifinal game. And if you're rejoining us, glad to have you back. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here with me. We're at the Mason County Fieldhouse where the nightcap of this doubleheader, it'll be the George Roger Clark Cardinals taking on the Campbell County Camels. In the game just prior, it was a 14-point win for Harrison County over Mason County. So they're playing in the finals tomorrow night at 7 right here in this field house. Who will they play? Well, it'll be one of these teams, GRC or either Campbell County. Both teams on a winning streak. Cardinals roll in here with a 30-2 record overall. They have not lost to a regional opponent. Therefore, they are perfect in the district. Campbell County comes in here. They're on a roll as well. Their record at 24-6, 12-2. Against regional opponents. They did not lose a district game. One of these teams' winning streak will be snapped. Campbell County has a 10-game winning streak. They have won 13 of their last 15 ball games. The Cardinals, the GRC, 6-game winning streak. They've won 20 of their last 21. But, Bobby, it all comes down to one game now. The levity of this is great.
Well, no question about it. You've got a team from Campbell County that GRC opened up with in the very first game of the year on the road. We're basically behind for 29 minutes and found a way at the end to sneak out a 3 or 4 point victory on the road. And could have been their second toughest game of the year up to now besides the Great Crossing game. They really, really had a nice season, but tonight's game promises to be a war, and we're just going to have to see if they can step up to the plate and get it done.
A little bit about, we'll do our pregame here. We'll talk Campbell County a little bit about the history and also how they arrived here. The 97 points that they scored in beating Bracken County, 97-49, that 97 points was the sixth most ever by a team in a 10th region tournament. Not only 97 points, they pulled down 47 rebounds, almost unheard of, in the route over Bracken County in their opening round of the region tournament. They've got a first-year head coach, Brent Souter. And when you look at Coach Souter, he's coming in here. Last season, it was a 22-12 team, and they lost in the region semifinals to Mason County. But they've been here. They've had five 10th region tournament championships. They've also won some 9th region championships as well, but five 10th region tournament championships, and their record 26-13 in the 10th region tournament. Pretty good record as far as their play here in this 10th region. When you look at how does GRC play against them, well, Coach Cook against Campbell County, 5-6 overall. He's won the last five meetings after dropping the first six, but again, you do not have to win 2 out of 3 or be 5-6 or 4-2. You got to win one.
1 out of 1.
So that's what Campbell County, again, their record at 24-6. They're an impressive team. They go a big team. And as Bobby and I were calling the Bracken County game, when you look at this Campbell County team, they look like they've even grown and developed since the first of the year. These guys are muscled up. Of course, we're not wrestling. We're playing basketball, but my goodness, they are physical.
Physical, and that shows strength. And when you have strength, sometimes that's the determining factor, because that's one of the many skills that you need to bring to the table.
Campbell County, again, they looking to try to get into the championship game, but the reigning champions of George Rogers Clark, four times in a row they've won this region tournament. We are approaching, we're inside of 10 minutes away from tip-off. We will take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more pregame show. That to follow after these messages.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com. The digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
George Rogers Clark taking on Campbell County here in the semifinals of the 10th Region Tournament. We're here at the Mason County Fieldhouse. We talked about Campbell County coming before the break, and coming into this one, looking at GRC, they arrived here, their opening game win, a 74-51 win over Pendleton County. The Cardinals come in here. This is the 49th 10th Region appearance by George Rogers Clark. They have a record of 71-36 in this tournament. That's winning 66% of the ball games. There's 13 10th Region Championship titles. The Cardinals of GRC, they have won four straight 10th Region Tournament Championship titles. And the Cardinals, as far as against Campbell County, in 10th Region Tournament play, GRC is 4-3. Now, when you look at semifinals, they're 4-3 in semifinals. So, Coach Cook, he's in his eighth year, Bobby. He's won more than right at 80% of his ball games. He's looking to win this one tonight. You and I were talking off mic. We talked about the strength and the girth, the sturdy builds of these Campbell County team. I think our frontline players, especially guys like Maddox Campbell and Hamp Taylor, they got to come in, give us good minutes, and keep Rayshawn out of foul trouble. He's going to have his hands full. Garen Jackson, their point guard, doesn't look to shoot a lot, but when he does, he makes 64% of his shots. He's in the top 10 in the state.
Well, he's incredibly clever, and he has a supporting cast around him of more than four players. He can double that to eight, so they're good. But Breland Morrison, Montez Gay, and J.P. Gaines are all three going to have to do what they can to stay on the floor, because if GRC gets in foul trouble, then it could be a long night. And yet they are still the kingpin until somebody knocks them off.
Absolutely. the old Ric Flair, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And right now, Cardinals have won four in a row. But, yeah, the 47 rebounds Campbell County had in that ball game in their opening win against Bracken County, they've got a good post player, 6'4" tall, Connor Weinel, 15 point, 10 rebound per game. I mean, solid player. We've been getting that play from Breland Morrison, so maybe he'll get off good tonight.
Well, he's got to do it, but I'll tell you something else, folks. On the line is a 65-game regional win streak by Clark County. So they've had an incredible 4 years of basketball inside the 10th region, and one of these days it's going to come to an end, but hopefully not tonight for GRC's sake.
24-9 in semifinal games. That's what GRC Clark County, 24-9 in semifinal games. So we'll see how it plays out tonight. We're 4 minutes away from tip-off. We will take another two-minute break. When Bobby and I return, a pregame. Then following, it'll be game action. Back right here on your Gateway Sports Station. Back in 2 minutes.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
We've got a lot of basketball all across this Commonwealth. This 10th region, the championship will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The winner of the 10th region will play the 9th region, and they've got a championship game tonight, Bobby. That's Newport taking on Cooper High School. That one is tipping off right now.
A couple of tremendous teams. They've been in
Newport's been there, yeah.
Yeah, they've been in the top 10 all year, and one of them ousted Covenant Catholic quite easily. So let's see who survives this one first before we worry about that one.
The our neighbor down there in the Bluegrass in the Central Kentucky 11th region. Lexington Catholic playing Great Crossing. That game's getting ready to tip off tonight as well.
That is a tremendous game there between maybe the one and two teams in the state.
Well, GRC with a 30-2 record taking on Campbell County at 24-6. The Cardinals were able to beat Campbell County up there in Alexandria. Opening game of the year, 63-60. You got to play this one, though, and the winner moves on. So we'll step aside for our final 30-second break when we come back. Starting lineups, tip-off, game action coming up after this brief message.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building. See store for details.
Well, the sense of urgency is here. The stakes are high. The winner moves on and plays in the championship tomorrow night against Harrison County. George Rogers Clark taking on Campbell County. Let's go to the public address.
Second semifinal features your visiting team, the Camels of Campbell County. And your home team, the Cardinals of GRC. Let's meet our starting lineups first for Campbell County. At guard, a 6-foot senior, number 12, Brock Sorgenfrey. At guard, a 5'11 junior, number 15, Garen Jackson. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 21, Cole Johnson. At forward, a 6'3 senior, number 23, Nate Smith. And at forward, a 6'4 senior, number 25, Connor Weinel. And the head coach of the Camels, Brent Souter. And now introducing your GRC Cardinals. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 3, Rashawn Hampton. At forward, a 6'4 freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. And at forward, a 6'2 junior, number 20, Maddox Campbell. And the head coach of the Cardinals, Josh Cook. And your officials for tonight's game, Mr. Jeff Garrity, Mr. Keith Thurble, and Mr. Jerome Sanders.
There are your starters for this game, the officials out of the 6th and 7th region. Up there in that Louisville area, and it's the Cardinals of GRC, the home team, wearing the white uniforms trimmed in red and black. Black numbers on those white uniforms and a red cards across the front. They'll be going from left to right. Campbell County, their school colors, purple and gold, but they're wearing black road uniforms, the alternate color. Gay jumping up against Weinel, and the Cardinals own the tip, and this game's underway. Rashawn Hampton will run the point in the absence of Malachi Ashford, who we wish pray for a speedy recovery. Gaines throws it on the baseline. Montez Gay working against Weinel. Ball fake in the lane. 10-foot turnaround. Shot it short. Jackson with a rebound. Throws it over to Sorgenfrey. His pull-up 18-footer. Good. Left wing.
Early offense. Strikes first. Nice shot. He stopped. Popped from the wing. Nailed it.
Got that basket in transition. Here's Cardinals running against this man-to-man. Rashawn Hampton, backdoor cut, didn't get it. Campbell has it. Montez Gay trying to post in the paint. Got to get out of there. He does. They go to Hampton. Three ball, in and out. Here's J.P. Gaines. Rebound in amongst all the players. It's on the floor. Now four players hit the floor. Gaines had the rebound. He was just trying to dig it out. But then Maddox Campbell just dives on the floor. Jump ball. Give it to the Camels. Here come the Cardinals with full court pressure. Smith to throw it inbounds with those bulging arms. About the size of a small country ham. He's going to bring it up. Gets in the front court, hands it off. Sorgenfrey with it. Driving right side. Got a step on Morrison. Put it up and in. He's got 4 points in the game.
These guys are alert. They're speedy, and they're going to be a handful. Up 4-0.
Rashawn Hampton comes into the front court, angles off to the right with a pass to Breland Morrison, cuts through. Down screen for Maddox Campbell, who has it. They look for Rashawn off the curl. Kicks it back out. Maddox Campbell, three ball. Got it. Top of the key. Bobby making the most of his time to start.
Huge basket there for the Cards to break the ice.
Played a minute and a half. Campbell County with the ball. and up by one. On the wing, it's Johnson. Johnson goes straight away to Jackson. Jackson with it. Now they go to Weinel. Weinel looking left wing. Jackson goes baseline, got a step, got up, and put it in.
Boy, just a quicker than hiccup move to the baseline and the deuce. Three shots, 6 points.
Jackson shooting almost 65% from the floor. That's good for a guard. Hampton drives the lane. Finger roll at the rim, missed. Weinel with a rebound. Outlet. Left side, Sergeant Fry, ball fake, got to the rim, shot rejected by Gaines, and they say it hit the standard, which is support of the backboard. It'll be possession two, Campbell County, underneath their basket. Leading 6-3, Camels looking to get it inbounds. Sergeant Fry out on top to Weinel. Running a baseline down there is Smith, can't find him. Now they instead go to Cole Johnson, straight away to Smith, left side Jackson, gets a ball screen from Weinel. Campbell switches off, that leaves Weinel open for a three. He missed it, but another opportunity for the Camels. Smith, step back three, wedged it in there, didn't get it, tipped out by Johnson, loose ball on the floor, claimed by Montez Gay. Tried to throw it up into the front court, J.P. Gaines got to the basket, put it up and in against Connor Weinel.
Yeah, he beat Weinel to the spot and got it in. 6-5, Campbell.
Each team with a transition bucket off one pass. We played 3 minutes. Jackson hands it off. Sergeant Fry, who's hit a couple of buckets. Hampton picks him up. They go back on the baseline. Smith, bounce pass left. Johnson put it up, missed at the rim. Jackson, though, put it up and in on a rebound follow.
They had numbers on the weak side and were able to get the kickback.
Rayshon Hampton looks over at Coach Cook, who now walks the sideline, calls a play. Breland Morrison straight away goes with a pass to Gaines. Hampton got it in the paint. Fade away, 10-footer. Good. Rayshon's in the books. Three different Cardinals have scored and pulls GRC to within one. Quickly the other way, Cole Johnson at the rim. Partially blocked by Gay. Breland Morrison has it in the backcourt. And Coach Cook wanting to call a timeout as it looked like the Cards had the ball and wanted to run. But a 30-second timeout called by GRC. Bobby's got a message he'll share.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Come on in and see Randy or Phillip or any of the Montgomery Tractor crew.
Hampton Taylor checks in for Maddox Campbell. Cardinals with the ball after that timeout. Run and jump by Campbell County. Rayshon Hampton, nifty bounce pass to J.P. Gaines, who got fouled looking for an and one, but he was hammered pretty hard on that left block. That foul is going to be called on Cole Johnson, his first. Team first, J.P. Gaines will go to the foul line. J.P., second leading rebounder on this club, seeing his scoring average inch up toward double digits. His free throw, it's off. He's been, he's had some free throw issues lately.
He's been under 50% probably for about the last three or four games and going to need to get a little more on that shot. That one was short.
Looking to tie it, and he does.
Okay.
Here comes Campbell County with a ball. The Cards drop back in a half-court man-to-man. Coach Cook walking the sideline saying, pick them up. Jackson rubs off of a Weinel screen. Rayshon fights over. Here's Smith. They run the weave. Swords and Fry with a ball fake. Throw it baseline. Chase down. Now they throw it out on top. Checking in, Zach Franzen. He came in at the game's free throw for Campbell County. Coach Souter talking to his point guard, Jackson. They spread the floor. Jackson, right elbow, throws a lob pass down to Weinel. Falling out of bounds, saved it in to Smith, who throws it back near midcourt. Cardinal fans and pep section wanted an out of bounds, didn't get it. Jackson, skip pass, swords and free. Three, good. He's hit three shots here in the first quarter.
Well, that's what he can do.
Swords and Fry with a basket for, make that seven in the game for him. Here's Montez Gay, left of the circle, throw it baseline. J.P. Gaines, a rare three, but an effective one. He answered. Gaines now with six in the game. In the front court, Campbell County. Back door by Swords and Fry, cut off by Morrison. So they reverse it left side. Coming around as Franzen throws it back out to Garen Jackson, who's near midcourt. Rayshon Hampton gives him a lot of room. They work off Connor Weinel on a high post. Hamp Taylor on him there. Bounce pass, Sorgen Fry lets it fly. Hit another one. He's as hot tonight as Fancher was the other night.
Sure is.
Two for three is Campbell County. Rayshon misses badly with a three. Hampton does. Coming away is Garen Jackson. Jackson, stop and go move. Stripped by Montez Gay. It'll be out of bounds, and Campbell County will have it underneath their goal, and they lead 14-11.
They haven't missed many shots.
No, they have not. They are 2 for 3 from behind the arc. Cards also 2 for 3. But it's Campbell County with a ball, 11-14 lead. Franzen, one dribble, didn't go anywhere. Flashing high is Weinel. His little leaner, not there. Garen Jackson with a rebound. Ball fake. Franzen wants to pull the three. Can't. Garen Jackson's three is good. Second chance scoring by Campbell County. Strikes there.
17-11.
Walking the ball up, Rayshon Hampton approaching 2 minutes to play in this first quarter. Hampton bounce past the Gaines. Knocked away. Jackson's got the turnover. 2-on-2. Puts up the shot. He's hammered at the rim. And it'll either be Hampton or Hampton. Taylor or Rayshon, one or the other.
Hamp Taylor, I believe.
They're saying 13. Well, it's still not Breland Morrison. It was, they got the foul wrong, but they're going to put it on Breland Morrison. First turnover of the game. The Cardinals have it. Jackson free throw.
Yeah, he's got a. Coach Cook's talking about that foul right now to the official.
Another free throw coming for Jackson.
Yeah, they completely missed that one.
Another one coming as Eli Craig checks in for the Cardinals. Jackson makes both free throws. Right now, 19-11 lead for the Camels. Rayshon Hampton comes into the front court. You got Morrison, Gaines, Gay, Craig, and Hampton. Here's Breland Morrison. Got to the rim. Shot blocked by Smith. But Morrison will go to the foul line. Smith got him with a body, but Smith right there with Breland step for step and bumped him as he went up. Third team foul against Campbell County will send the 6'2 senior for GRC, Morrison, to the free throw line. Breland missed it. GRC one of three, shooting its free throws. Another one coming. Coach Souter walking his bench, talking to his staff, getting ready to make a move as Morrison missed both free throws. Cards didn't cash in. Coach Cook lays the towel on the chair, claps his hand, and he sees his team guard this Campbell County club with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. 11-19. Campbell with the ball in the lead. Jackson feeds over to Smith. His three-point shot didn't make it. Rebound claimed by J.P. Gaines. Gaines, long pass to Breland Morrison, who beat everybody down the floor. Franzen tried to pick him up in a foot race. He lost that one and drew the foul.
Well, you got to make the free throws, however.
Yeah, Morrison just missed his first two. And 6'2 senior goes back to the foul line there. He shoots 70.5%, 70.6 on the year. This one rimmed out.
Yeah, and this is, he's been a mainstay for the Cards throughout this entire season. So if he can get one down, he'll get it moving here.
Averaging 14 points per game. Hit a stretch of games where 7 games he was having double-doubles. He makes the second one. He's 1 of 4 at the foul line. Cardinals drop back, and Garen Jackson brings it up unabated. He runs in the front court, hands it off to Franzen. Two-hand pass to Sorgen Fry, and he's hot. He hit another three. You got to get some perimeter defense on him. He's got 13 in the game in the first quarter.
And they lead by 10, 22-12 here inside the final minute.
Double screen on the high screen. Pick and pop. Here's Gay, ball fake. Connor Weinel steps out on him and shut him down. They go one-on-one, Gay driving. Weinel let him go. Left-hand finish good at the rim by the 6'4 freshman.
Maybe that's a start for him. He's going to have to be big the rest of the game for the Cards to stay near him.
Karen Jackson walks it up. GRC giving him a little bit of room here. Jackson still dribbling. Clock now at 24. Jackson with Rayshon Hampton on him. Near midcourt. Coach Cook telling his team what he wants defensively, and it's got to be guard the perimeter. Sorgenfrey got rid of it quickly. Weinel drops it baseline. Three-point shot good. This team's a shooting team. Xavier Fancher with a three off the bench for Campbell County. Gay, give and go to Gaines. JP missed at the rim. So Campbell County have things going their way in this first quarter. It couldn't be better for the Campbells, who's hit five of their 7 3-point attempts. They lead 25-14 at the end of the first quarter. We'll be back. Second quarter play coming your way in 1 minute.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
You have questions about buying a home. The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our Central Bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood Central Banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
Campbell County with the lead here at the end of the first quarter. We begin the second quarter play. GRC with the basketball trailing 25-14. The Cardinals have Gay, Gaines, Hampton, Morrison, and Craig on the floor. Eli Craig with the ball, give and go. They try to post JP. Three-point shot missed. Gaines rebound, wow. Put it up and in.
Boy, he got that right over Weinel and went back up strong, cutting the lead inside double digits.
8 points in the game for J.P. Gaines. Smith throws it baseline. You got to step out on Franzen. He's a super sub, had 21 points. Blocked shot as Rayshon blocked Weinel's shot from behind. And here's Montez Gay. And Coach Cook having his bigs bring the ball up. He let J.P. run the point. Now he's got Montez Gay. Three-point shot, good. Top of the key by Gay. Montez now with five, and the Cardinals 3 of 4 shooting the three.
That lead from 11 to 6 here with their first two buckets of the quarter.
Minute gone in this quarter. On the baseline, Sorgenfrey. Well, he didn't make them all, but he's capable. He missed that one. Here's Rayshon Hampton, got a steal on a run out at the rim. Finger roll, got it.
How about that? Cards back in it in a hiccup hurry.
GRC coming out. They go on a 7-0 run to begin this first minute and 10 seconds of the second quarter. Cards down 4, back after this brief 30-second break.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Campbell County with the ball. Cardinals out on a 7-0 run. Campbell's throw it in the front court. GRC with a run and jump on the baseline. Connor Weinel, 6'4 player, playing away from the rim, but there's Sorgenfrey. Cards gambled, he burned him.
Yeah, he got an easy bucket, but great ball movement led to that.
Eli Craig, three-pointer from the right baseline, not there. Here's a run out. Weinel trying to get to the rim. Took three steps. No call. Craig with a rebound off the miss. Cards want to run. Instead, Campbell County's back. And GRC will walk it up. Hampton, right wing pass. Craig looking into the post. They lob it into JP. 2-inch height advantage. He scores over Francer. very handily, and Gaines having a wonderful game. He's got 10 here in the contest.
Well, he's a senior, and he doesn't want this to be his final one.
Smith and Jackson get the ball in the front court. Connor Weinel, right elbow, skip it left side. Fancher, the super sub, gets rid of it and takes it right back. He shoots a three that's blocked. Montez Gay flying at him, and J.P. Gaines and Connor Weinel have a jump ball. It'll stay with the Camels, but the Cardinals of GRC to within four. Maddox Campbell in. Montez Gay gets a breather. Cards have Hampton, Morrison, Craig, Campbell, and Gaines on the floor. It'll be Campbell County with a ball underneath their goal. Smith throws it way out into the backcourt. Garen Jackson chases it down in front of his coach, Souter. Looks over his shoulder, and Coach Souter calling the play. Rayshon Hampton greets Jackson at midcourt. They run and jump him with a double team. Smith, right side of the floor. Bounce pass across the lane. Going to the floor. Travel. Eli Craig jumped the route, so to speak, in football terms, and got to travel.
That run and jump causing a little disarray in the Camel camp.
Turnovers even at one apiece. GRC looking to try to knife into this lead a little bit more. They trail by four. Gaines, high post pass to Campbell on the right elbow. Hands it off. Breland Morrison, his bank shot, not there. One and done. Weinel with a rebound. Johnson skips pass over there to Weinel. Takes it right back. Garen Jackson with a three. That's good. This guy can shoot. 12 in the game for Jackson.
Yeah, back to a seven-point cush here at the five-minute mark.
Campbell County shooting 6 of 10 from three-point range. Double stack on a high rub. Rayshon got to the rim. Nobody there. Double pump. Put it in on the land. Hampton with 6.
Ole defense once he turned the corner.
Weinel, left side of the circle. Goes to Johnson. Takes it right back. They keep it out on the perimeter. Here's Johnson. Drives in. Got bumped. Kick it out. Connor Weinel. Three ball. Good from the left wing. So back up, everybody's hitting them.
Up to 8. Well, they're pick up where they left off the other night.
4:25 to go here before halftime. Rayshon Hampton tried to go. He was cut off. Maddox Campbell offers a screen. Hampton, step back three. Blocked by Sorgeant Prime. No call on the contact. Garen Jackson has it. Campbell County with the ball and the lead. Jackson, left side, got to the lane. Bounce pass across. Sorgeant Fry bluffs a three, drives in, and we're going to have a foul. As he got caught in the paint, he left his feet, but J.P. Gaines called for the foul, his first, team first of this quarter. Midway through this second quarter play, 33-25 in favor of Campbell County. Montez Gay back in for GRC. Smith, lob pass to Jackson, right elbow, dump it into Weinel. In traffic, turn around, put it in.
Got it about 3 feet below the basket. Montez tried to contest, but too good a position.
7 second chance scoring points for Campbell County, 4 for GRC. As the Cardinals look inside, back to a 10-point lead. The longest lead's been 11. Cards cut it to 4, but here Campbell County's got back out on a run. Crossover dribble. Rayshon Hampton tied up by Jackson. Oh, much to the Campbell County fans' disdain, they're going to call Jackson with a foul. His first, team first of this second quarter. It looked all apparent, seemingly, that he had tied up Rayshon on a drive. Hampton looking, trying to lob it. He does to Montez Gay, who tried to put it up in one move. Couldn't do it. Loose ball comes out. Cards dig it out of there with J.P. Gaines. Montez has it. Angles off to the right. Weinel on him. Montez, he'll shoot a three. Weinel flying at him. Missed it. Off the mark. Cardinals now 3 of 7, shooting that three ball. Approaching 3 minutes to go here before halftime. 10-point lead, Campbell County, and they've got the ball. GRC going man-to-man. They work off Weinel in the high post. Backdoor cut by Jackson. He put it up and in. Cards not able to stop that on the backdoor cut. Rayshon Hampton to the rim. Didn't get an and one. As he slams into the photographer underneath the goal, and Hampton will go to the foul line. That's going to be the second foul on Garen Jackson, their point guard, team second. Rayshon Hampton will go to the free throw line. Rayshon, the senior, averaging 17.5 points per game. Last year and this year both team leader in free throws, and that one rattled around, but it goes in. 7 points in the game for Rayshon Hampton. Returning for Campbell County, Zach Franzen, 6'1 junior, replaces their point guard, Garen Jackson, who leaves the game having scored 14 points. Rayshon Hampton cans a pair of free throws. Card set a press. Franzen over to Sorgenfrey in the backcourt. Back to Franzen. They get it, break the timeline. Johnson spreads the floor and gives it back to Franzen. Campbell County spreading the floor. Cardinals going man-to-man. Johnson hands it off to Weinel. Weinel sets the screen. Sorgenfrey, now he'll run it. They're a little different team without Garen Jackson running the point, I'm telling you. Driving in is Smith. Kick it out. Franzen, ball fake. Got in the lane. Throws up a shot under pressure. Missed it. Got his own rebound back. Blocked again by Montez Gay at the rim. And it'll go out of bounds. It'll stay with the Camels. Eli Craig comes out. Abram Howard checks in for the Cardinals here at the 2:18 minute mark. Smith, five counts on him. Throw it out near midcourt. Franzen, right side on the wing with a pass to Johnson. Johnson drops it baseline and cuts through. Entry pass in there to Connor Weinel. Draws a double team. Back out to Smith. His three-point shot good. It goes inside and they kick it out.
Yeah, they are just putting on a clinic on inside out. And when that three ball is dropping, all you can do is just try to make
sure. Here's a three-point shot by Rayshon Hampton. Didn't get it. Long rebound chased down by Connor Weinel, who averages 10 boards a game. Cards trailing by 13, largest lead in the game, and Campbell County has it. Sorgenfrey, between the leg dribble, leaves it for Smith out on the floor. Bounce pass, Johnson picked up by Gaines. He's at the left elbow, double team. Gaines had a steal and then threw it away. Bounce pass to Johnson, at the rim, he put it in.
42-27, Campbell County rocking.
Abram Howard walks it up. A minute 15 to play in this first half. Cards need a basket badly. Breland Morrison lost the ball. An errant pass and a turnover. Here's Smith driving. Got it. Coast to coast. Off the steal. Finished at the rim.
Marvelous first half of basketball by the Camels. They have the Cards between a rock and a hard spot here inside the final minute of the first half.
Coach Souter imploring his fans to get behind this team. He's saying he wants some noise. GRC's had a stranglehold on that region crown, winning four in a row. Gaines driving. JP shot blocked at the rim by Franzen. Looking for a call. The only call is out of bounds. You get the ball. 40 and a half seconds to play before the half. Maddox Campbell comes in. Abram Howard checks out. Rayshon Hampton will inbound the ball underneath the goal. Looking for a cutter. Throws it way out on top. J.P. Gaines has it. Sorgenfrey draped on him. Gaines got by him. Throws it up. Missed it. Shovel it out. On the rebound to Breland Morrison. His three's off at the rim. Campbell County with a ball they want to run. Sorgenfrey missed at the rim. Followed by Franzen not there. Kick it out. Smith, a three ball. It won't go. Fight for the rebound. Rayshon's got it. He's in a hurry. Two on two. Hampton wrap around to Gay and a foul on the floor. Stops the clock. 16.2 seconds. Campbell County still aggressively forcing the issue. Bobby, they really didn't have numbers, but credit to Cards for hustling back.
Cards are doing all they can. They're just trying to overcome an offensive onslaught here in this first half.
Coach Souter using his bench. Rayshon throwing the ball in. J.P. Gaines runs it down the backcourt. Clock rolling. 14 seconds. Gaines looks up at the clock. It's now at 10. Rayshon Hampton near midcourt. It's at 8. Stepping out on him is Cole Johnson. Rayshon gets to the wing. Goes to Eli Craig. Long three looks short, and it is. And the horn sounds. Boy, and the Campbell County fans, they are encouraged, and well, they should be. They lead here at halftime over the reigning 10th region champs, George Rogers Clark Cardinals. Your score here at halftime, Campbell County 44, GRC 27. We'll take a two-minute timeout. When Bobby and I return, we'll have a halftime report that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up in 2 minutes right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
My name is Tina Bryant, and I am the Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, headquartered here in beautiful Mount Sterling, Kentucky. If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services we offer at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and visit us at sterlinghealthky.org. Or better yet, stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you, you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare, we're here for your family.
Here at halftime of the second game in this semifinal doubleheader, it's Campbell County with a 44-27 lead here at halftime. The Camels came out red hot. They've stayed red hot. They've hit the three, and they're using their bench, and their bench is producing. While the Cardinals at GRC, not playing bad, but it's hard to catch this Campbell team when they're shooting like they are. They've hit 8 of 13 three-point shots, and three different players make that, four different players have hit that three. So, Bobby, you got to get out on them. You got to close quick on the perimeter.
Well, you have to do that, and yet if they do that, then these guys are so skilled that they will dump it to Weinl on the low block. So you just have to pick your poison.
We've seen this this before against Bracken County. They rolled up 97 points. Now, granted, GRC is not Bracken County, but here we are at halftime trailing 44-27. Looking at some of the more salient numbers in this ball game, the rebounding edge is a 19-10 edge for Campbell County. Campbell County with 9 offensive boards of their 19. Looking at points off turnovers, it's a 6-2 edge for the Camels. Total rebounds, I've mentioned, 19-10 in favor of Campbell County. Three-point scoring, 24-9 in favor of Campbell County in this one. Second chance scoring, it's an 8-2 edge for Campbell County in this game. Points in the paint, 16-12 in favor of the Camels. Turnovers in the game, Cardinals have turned it over 3 times. Campbell County, likewise, they have 3 turnovers as well. In the first half shooting, it was the Camels got off quite a few more shots, 11 more shots than GRC did. The Camels 17 of 32, shooting 53% for the game overall. 8 of 14, shooting the three-point shot. That's 57%. They've taken 2 free throws and made them both. For the Cardinals at GRC, 10 of 23 shooting from the floor for 43.5%, 3 of 11 behind the arc, 27.5%. At GRC, 4 of 8 at the foul line. The big number, though, is a halftime lead for Campbell County, 44-27. And we've had 2 ties, and really, Campbell County's had that lead. Can't get it back, can't get it away from them.
Well, they were in a position to begin to get into that thing in the second quarter when they went on a 7-0 run to cut the lead to 4, but then back-to-back three-pointers just took it right back where it was, and GRC unable to recover against this very quick, very strong, very athletic, and very skilled Campbell County team that is playing with a lot of confidence, playing good defense, and alert on both ends of the court and making shots.
Well, the winner of this ball game will play Harrison County, who won earlier, and the finals will be tomorrow night at 7. So Campbell County coming out of the locker room as we'll step aside for our final two-minute break. When we come back, individual stats coming your way. It's Campbell County leading GRC 44-27 at halftime. Back in 2 minutes.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Halftime score, 44-27 in favor of Campbell County, leading GRC. Looking at some of the individual scoring, Brock Sorgenfrey leads Campbell County with 15 points. He's also had two rebounds, blocked a shot, picked up a steal, played the entire first half. Garen Jackson got two fouls, but while he was out there, he did the job. Took five shots, made them all, three of them from three-point range. Took two free throws, made those. 14 points, four rebounds, four assists. In 12 and a half minutes of play for Garen Jackson. Other scoring, 5 points for Nathan Smith. He's got two rebounds, two assists, and two steals in the game. Connor Weinel, 5 points and four rebounds and three assists for Campbell County. Other scoring, 2 points in the game scored by Cole Johnson. That is the Campbell County scoring. 11 assists on 17 baskets. 17 baskets, rather, on 11 assists. A lot of finding the open man. For the Cardinals of GRC, J.P. Gaines leads away with 10 points, 4 of 5 shooting. Gaines also leads in rebounds with 4. He's come up with an assist. He also has 2 block shots and made a steal. Other players, 8 points for Rayshon Hampton with 1 rebound. 5 points in the game for Montez Gay. He has 2 rebounds, 2 block shots, and a steal. Other scoring, 3 points for Maddox Campbell, 1 point for Breland Morrison, and 1 rebound. Eli Craig played, pulled down a rebound, as did Hamp Taylor and Abram Howard. So the Cardinals got a long way to go. Not insurmountable, though. It's 44-27. Got to get it going when we come back. We'll step aside our final 30-second break. When we come back, second half play coming your way after this brief message.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Welcome back here to your Gateway Sports Station. Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here, and Bobby, the Cardinal team, they didn't come out till late. And Coach Cook talking to his squad, and as good as Campbell County played in the first half, GRC's going to have to play about that good in the second
and
to catch them.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to make shots. They're going to have to get boards, and they're going to have to play good defense and keep them from scoring.
Rayshon Hampton, J.P. Gaines, Breland Morrison, Montez Gay, and Eli Craig in the game. And Breland Morrison immediately to the rim, scores off the dribble drive. Bank shot, right line, right of the lane.
Think Coach challenged him at the half?
I'd say so. And they're coming out with a run and jump. Cole Johnson, left-hander, throws a pass, batted around in the backcourt. And they call the foul on Montez Gay. That'll be his first, team first. Loud in here, man. I didn't even hear a whistle, did you?
No, I did not.
Packed house. Pass on the right wing. Sorgeon Price skips it over to Smith. Now they go to Jackson. Jackson wrap around back to Smith near midcourt. They go to Johnson. He's put to the floor, and he turned it over. Turnovers even at three apiece. Here's Breland Morrison down the middle of the floor. Attacking the rim. Put it up. Got it in. He'll go to the line for one.
44-31, a 17-point lead. Trimmed by four. Morrison with an and-one attempt.
So Breland, 1-4 at the free throw line with a chance to help the cause and help his team here. Coming out of the game, Nathan Smith. They bring Zach Franzen back in for Campbell County as Breland Morrison. Cards having trouble struggling at that line. 4 of 9 as a team. Campbell County with the ball and the lead in the backcourt. J.P. Gaines putting pressure on Franzen. He gets it to Cole Johnson. Johnson straight away to Jackson. Left side, Sorgeon Fry with a ball fake. Breland Morrison blocked his shot at the rim, and Montez Gay appeared to want to take a charge. Morrison had turned him over to Montez, but Breland blocked his shot. Second foul on Montez Gay, team second in this quarter. Yeah. Sorgeon Fry will be at the free throw line. He had 15 points in the first half.
Coach Cook wondering about that call.
So J.P. Gaines doing it all. He's going to clean the floor. Cardinals came out, scored the first two baskets inside of a minute. Here gone in the third. And now Campbell County finds himself at the line. Sorgeon fires free throw. He wastes no time. I don't even think he took a dribble. They gave him the ball. He shot the free throw and hit it.
Well, that's how confident they are playing as a team right now.
That one's too strong off the back iron. Rayshon Hampton's got it. He's double-teamed, and it's going to be a jump ball. Connor Weinel at 6'4", 200 pounds. He clamped down on that ball, and Rayshon had it, but then he couldn't wrestle it away. Campbell County will have it on their end of the floor. Another opportunity for the Camels. They go across court to Sorgeon Fry. He centers the ball straight away to Jackson. Cardinals of GRC with a run and jump. Lob pass, a lot of air on it. Craig and Gaines double team. Jackson, right side to Johnson. Left-hander got inside, tried to split the double team, turned it over. Morrison with a steal. Wrap around pass. Right up at the rim, put it in. How about that? Behind the back, score at the rim, reverse layup.
Down to 12.
Morrison with back-to-back transition buckets. High post to Weinel, kick it out. Franzen bluff to three, skip to Jackson. Weinel calling for it high post. He didn't get it. They drive baseline. Now he wants it, but it's a turnover. Rayshon Hampton comes away with a steal. Cards in the front court. They have it. Montez Gay between the circle. Gets a screen. J.P. Gaines standing in front of him. Montez takes Weinel to the rim. Put it up and scored. Left side on the block with the drive.
45-35, and it looks like a timeout is forthcoming.
Cardinals come out with an 8-1 run to bolt out here in the third quarter play. We've got a 30-second timeout called. We'll be back after this brief message.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Called a timeout. I heard Coach Souter. His key word was composed. We got to be composed. He said, get the ball to Winel and we get what we want offensively. Defensively, Bobby, he said, push him out. Don't let him get to the rim. Campbell County after that timeout with the ball. Cardinals with a run and jump. Sorgen Fry goes to Winel. Jackson drops it baseline. Franzen with a three. Way strong. Eli Craig chases it down, can't save it.
Gosh.
So the Cardinals had a shot at it as they had three white jerseys there for the weak side rebound, but you could just hear all the air go out of this gym by the GRC fans when they said black ball.
Well, you said he was talking about composure, and that shot from the rim, from the wing, barely hit the far side of the rim. It deflected off so hard that three GRC cards couldn't chase it. So maybe lack of composure was the word on that shot.
Campbell County with a ball underneath their goal. Hampton, Craig, Morrison, Gaines, and Gay. Three-point shot missed. Winel got the rebound, put it up and in. 10 points and second-chance scoring for Campbell County.
He got the tipped rebound attempt and right place, right time.
GRC with a ball down 12. Montez Gay, 10-3. Straight away, that's his second three in the game. He's in double figures with 10.
And we are inside double digits.
Sorgen Fry, he lost it. No travel call. Shovels it out to Smith. They go to Jackson on the baseline. Franzen cut off, double team. Gets it to Smith, top of the key, right side baseline to Sorgen Fry. Return it to Sorgen Fry, bluffs a three. Hampton steps out on him. Reverse it left side. Franzen lets a three fly. Air ball. Rebounded by Rayshon Hampton. In a hurry. Behind the back dribble. Spins on the baseline. And Coach Souter just irritated his team. He said composure. But they've been a little impatient. But the GRC run and jump will do that.
It can do it. It's been doing it for a long time under Coach Cook.
Second team foul against Campbell County. And Franzen comes out. He took two threes. Probably not what the coach wanted. They send into the game Xavier Fancher. That super sub scored 21 points and hit 4 3-pointers in the first half in the win over Bracken. But right now, the Cards send Abram Howard in the game, and he's got the ball. He angles off to the right. Cards overload that side. Rayshon Hampton on the down screen takes it. Top of the key. Jab step. Jackson with two fouls. Let him go. Rayshon fade away. 15 are good. He's in double figures with 10.
10 points shaved off that 17-point lead here.
Cardinal fans standing. Campbell County with a ball on the front court midway through this third quarter. And the ball lost, and GRC wanted the travel call, but it'll be a foul on the Cardinals. As if that's on Gay, that'll be his third. We'll look to see. They're going to put it on Rayshon Hampton, his first, team third. So it'll be Campbell County with a ball right in front of Coach Souter talking to his 6'2", 6'3", guard, Smith. Smith throws it in. Winel has it back to Smith. Midway through the third. Wraparound pass. Cards gambled. Didn't get it. Sorgen Fry with a three. He's hit four. This one doesn't go. Tipped out. Abram Howard's got the long rebound. He gets it over to Breland Morrison, and the Card fans across the way standing and applauding. Morrison walks in the front court. Cross the line, son, and he finally does. He's looking at Coach Cook and talking to him the whole time. Nearly a miscue. Here's Morrison. Got to the rim. Lost the ball. Yeah, too much dribbling, and he is irritated. Coach Cook is irritated. Guards turn it over. Only their first turnover in this third quarter, but an empty trip.
Well, he took some pressure.
Yeah, well, he took too much time. A lot of dribbling. Too much dribbling. Skip it out. Sorgen Fry, left side. Throw it over. Here's a three-point shot. Missed it. On the rebound, Montez Gay up over Winel to yank it down. He goes now. Gay's going to bring it up. They want Breland to have it. Morrison still looking over at Coach Cook. Coach Cook now putting, getting ready to send Craig in, but Breland Morrison attacks the rim. Too much dribbling. Got to get rid of it. And we're going to have timeout called by Coach Cook. They're trying to clear it off and take advantage of Breland's size over these substitutes in for Campbell County. But it didn't work on two possessions. Timeout called. We'll be back after this brief message.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bobby's got a message to dovetail that spot.
Folks, with Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com.
J.P. Gaines got inside the defense, put it up and in with a left-hand finish. Gaines with 12 in the game.
Slithered his way through, 47-42. Here come the Cards.
Run and jump. Jackson throws it on the baseline. Winnell shot's blocked. And you got official under the goal, didn't call it. The one out on the floor says Breland Morrison got him. I'm inclined to agree, but it looked like the other guy would have made that one. But anyway, 2:46 to go in the third. Cards down 47-42, and Connor Winnell at the line. He's a nice player. He makes the free throw there. 8 points in the game for the 6'4 senior. Double-double kind of guy, 15 points, 10 boards. And again, J.P. Gaines, he ought to open a cleaning company. Said we'll clean that floor twice.
Well, I wonder where Campbell County's...
Where's the good manager when you need him?
Yeah, where is he?
Yeah, I don't know.
He wins.
Second free throw made also by Weiner. Campbell County calls a timeout. It's a full timeout, 49-42 in favor of the Campbell. Usually the team with the lead calls a timeout. The other coach changes something up. We'll be back in 1 minute. See what happens.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
49-42 in favor of Campbell County. GRC with a basketball, and the Cardinals looking at a run and jump of their own, and they turn it over out of the timeout. Campbell County's Jackson goes to Sorgen Fry. He reverse layup, not there. Jackson, though, stole it away from Breland Morrison. Then Rayshon Hampton knocked it off of Jackson. So exchange of turnovers. They're at six each, and the Cardinals will have the basketball. Campbell County with only one basket in 5.5 minutes here in the third quarter. They've scored 4 points. Hampton deep in the right left baseline. Takes the baseline. Dumps it off to J.P. Gaines. He lost it in the paint. Long run out to Jackson. Shot put up. Got it at the rim. Cards are having trouble holding on to the ball.
51-42. Four straight points. Get that lead back up to nine.
Skip pass over to Rayshon Hampton. Nope. His three is missed. J.P. Gaines with a rebound. Follow, in and out. Weinel tried to save it in. Guess who got it? Campbell County. They've got numbers. At the rim, shot put up, blocking foul, and one called. It'll be Xavier Francher going to the foul line. Montez Gay has just picked up his third foul. So just when GRC had that lead cut and with the ball after the timeout, Campbell County has responded.
Well, good coaching. They changed something up, and it surprised the Cards. And in the short term, the Cards have paid dearly.
Fancher at the foul line. He's got 5 points in the game. Trying to complete a three-point play. Can't do it. Campbell with the rebound. Montez Gay with the rebound. Cards bring it up. Trailing by nine. Rayshon Hampton drives in. Feeds Eli Craig. His three is missed. And with the rebound, Campbell County. J.P. Gaines cut off Jackson, but two passes at the rim. Shot missed. Weinel rebound won't go, and Montez Gay pulls down the rebounded miss. Campbell County fans frustrated. Three shots at the rim, didn't go down. And then we're going to have a cup call out near midcourt, and that's a turnover by the Cardinals. I thought they were going to call a foul because Sorgen Fry, as he went by Montez Gay, bumped him. And Coach Cook, he's as red as a Cardinal team color. Campbell County gets it back. They go to Weinel. Drop it over. Here's a three-point shot put up and missed. Breland Morrison got the rebound for GRC. Cardinals haven't scored the last four trips, and they won't score here. As Jackson got a steal, missed the layup. Morrison with a rebound. J.P. Gaines hustled back, but GRC turned it over. Jackson kicks it out. Three-ball by Fancher. Missed it. Gaines with a rebound. And I'm blocked from view by the entire Campbell County bench, and it's going to be a jump ball.
Yeah, it was a jump ball. J.P. got in there and fought as hard as he could for it, and possession error to GRC, but they need some offense here in the final 50 seconds.
Have not scored. It's been four trips without a basket. And now inside a minute and the clock rolling. Meanwhile, Campbell County's gone 0-for-8 from three-point shooting in this third quarter. Craig goes to Gaines. J.P. throws a pass that Gay can't handle. Too hot. Turnover. Going the other way. Sorgen Fry.
There we go.
Got it.
Back up
back
to
up.
An 11-point cush. Wow.
Rayshon Hampton. Stop and go. Bounce pass to Eli Craig. Craig dribbling. 23 on the clock. Hooks a pass to Montez Gay. Breland Morrison on the baseline. Turn it over. Cole Johnson took it away then. Rayshon got it back, put it up, put it in, got the foul. Johnson called for the foul. And one coming for Rayshon Hampton. And the Cards needed a basket badly. That, not just on the scoreboard, but for their psyche as well.
Yeah, that basket, in my opinion, kept the Cards in the game.
Well,
huge
that's what
basket.
I'm saying. It was good for their psyche as it was the scoreboard.
Huge basket.
Coach Souter irritated. He takes out Cole Johnson, returns with the muscle man Nate Smith. Rayshon Hampton at the foul line to try to make it a 10-point game. His free throw, he does. He makes it 13 in the game for Hampton. Cardinals full court pressure. Brock Sorgen Fry, tall, lanky, senior guard, walks it up. He had a hot first quarter, 13 points. Hooks a pass to Weinel. He shoots a three with 2 seconds. Not there. Sorgen Fry at the horn. Didn't go. Well, GRC's got a ways to go. As Campbell County, they are taking the lead into the fourth quarter. The Camels on top of the Cardinals by a score of 55-45. We'll be back. Fourth and final quarter coming your way after this one-minute break right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark.
Visit clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Fourth quarter coming up. It'll be Campbell County with the basketball, and they've got a 10-point lead. In that third quarter, Campbell County went 0-for-9 shooting the three, but the Cardinals couldn't make much ground. GRC turned it over 7 times in that third quarter. Camels with the ball up 10. GRC playing a run and jump. Jackson between the circle. Draws a double team. Left wing. 3-point shot put up. In and out. Breland Morrison with a rebound for GRC. Camels have now missed their last 10 3-point shots. Morrison back to Hampton. 3-point shot. Made it. Swords and fly. Trying to close out on the perimeter, but Rayshon drilled it.
55-48. 7:28 left.
In the backcourt, Smith looking over his shoulder, throws it, bounce pass to Fancher. He nearly sailed it over Jackson's head. Then he throws it back. They spread the floor, they being Campbell County. Skip pass out to Jackson. Got to the foul line. Sergeant Fry with a ball fake. They drop it on the wing. Straight away to Smith. Cards with a run and jump. They go into Winel. Winel nearly traveled. Breland Morrison guarding the paint. He's the rim protector. He and Gay. Here's Jackson. He hadn't missed a shot. Still has it. Hit a three. 19 in the game for the point guard.
Back up to a 10-point cush here. 6:46 left.
In the front court. Now Gay has it left to the lane. Throws it out to Rayshon Hampton. Wide open is Gaines. He put it up and in. Good recognition and vision by Hampton.
Boy, he blitzed that pass across the lane and got him in there.
14 in the game for J.P. Gaines, who's chasing the ball out front. Sergeant Fry, ball fake, draws defense, feeds Connor Winel. His little leaner, good, straight away in the paint. He's in double figures. 11 in the game for Winel. Cards, Eli Craig looks over to bench. Coach Cook saying, push it up. Here's Hampton. Bounce pass to Breland Morrison. Back to Hampton, left of the circle. Breland Morrison, he'll load up a three, way strong. Gaines, weak side rebound, put it up and in. Nobody for Campbell County blocking out on the weak side board. And J.P. Gaines with his fifth offensive rebound puts it up for an and one.
You know, you could call that shot a pass and an assist. It missed everything. It was a little long, but J.P. there.
But Gaines is one of two at the free throw line. This time it's right on the money.
60-53.
17 points in the game for the 6'2 senior for GRC. Cards down 7. High post pass to Winel. Good ball movement by Campbell County. Jackson driving in. Got in the paint. Skip it. Now they go to Winel. On the blocks. Draws contact. No call. Missed the bank shot. Right side. Montez Gay playing aggressively with 3 fouls. They go to Breland Morrison. He's had a tough time holding on to it. He turns it over. Go back to Campbell County
as GRC
had a chance to cut into that lead even deeper.
Yeah.
5:35 to play in this game.
Wow.
Every possession must be valued. Run and jump by GRC. Deep in the corner. Sergeant Fries, 3 is blocked. Breland Morrison hustling. Making an atonement for that turnover. Throws it to Craig. Eli missed at the rim. Gay with a rebound. Throws it up. He'll go to the line. So the Cards will get a chance to score with the clock stopped. The foul called. I believe that was on Winel, his first. The team first. Montez Gay at the free throw line. He has not been there. He's got 10 points in the game. He has blocked 3 shots. Played a little bit of point forward. He's a stretch 4 in general. He's hit a pair of threes that would underscore what I just said. This free throw is up and it's good.
5:17 left in this one. He can cut it to 5.
Montez at the foul line. Made them both. With 12 points in the game for the freshman. Jackson bringing it up. Cardinal fans standing and applauding. Ooh. Nearly turned over. J.P. Gaines has given way to Eli Craig to run the point. You got to give a guy a breather. They run and jump. Smith drops it baseline. Fancher into the high post. Weinel kicked it out of there immediately. Left of the circle. Jackson over to Sergeant Fry. He bluffs the shot, and Rayshon Hampton gambled in the passing lanes, and he'll call get the foul. That's his second.
Tough call, because he got to the ball before the offensive player did it from our vantage.
Only the team's first foul, not a bad foul. With 4:49 to go, you may need them later to extend the game. Right now the Cards down five. Campbell County with the ball. 4:40 to play. Smith drops it over to Weinel. Smith takes it back, crosses over. Campbell County spreading the floor, trying to play with the lead. Hampton knocked it away from Swords and Fry, and then the Cardinals fouling Breland Morrison and Rayshon Hampton, making it hard on Swords and Fry, but Breland picks up his third foul, team second. Wow, his third foul goes back to that first half when he got one that should have been put on another Cardinal player, but the official was insistent it would not change it. Weinel has it between the circle for Campbell County. Throws it right wing. One dribble by Fancher. He didn't go anywhere. Back to Weinel. Left side. Campbell County working it now straight away to Garen Jackson. He's double teamed. The Camels have Smith trying to drive in, and the Cards bailed him out. If that's on Morrison, that's going to be four.
J.P., I think.
Maybe Gaines. It is. It's J.P. Gaines. His second. Team third. Stops the clock with 4:12 to play. Campbell County keeps the ball on their end, actually underneath their basket.
Running clock and exhausting the Cards on the defensive end, but that's what good teams will do.
Eli Craig out. Abram Howard back in. Here's a pass thrown in the backcourt. Rayshon Hampton got a steal. Loads up a three, rimmed out. J.P. Gaines tipped at the rim, not there. Breland Morrison couldn't tip it in. Cards with two shots at it, didn't go down. 4:04 to play, back to Campbell County.
Boy, oh boy, that was tricky there. That could have really made a huge difference.
Throw it the length of the floor. Jackson between the circle to Connor Weinel. Out to Smith, he wants to attack. Abram Howard cut him down, back to Smith. Left of the lane, driving in, Sorgen Fry, they skip it around the perimeter. Here's a three by Fancher. He missed it. On the rebound, batted, out of bounds. Connor Weidel draped over the back of Breland Morrison, who has a painful look on his face. Didn't get the call. It'll be possession back to Campbell County.
Wow. 3:11, 3:41. Check that, left in the game.
Cardinals down by five. Sergeant Fry into Jackson, deep in the right corner, over to Smith. Campbell County's been pretty sure-handed. Sergeant Fry, he's had a hot hand. He hit another three. That is his fifth three in the game, making his fourth. At any rate, it was a killer. Pushes that lead back up, 63-55. Breland Morrison finds Rayshon Hampton, flashed across the lane. He missed a 10-footer left of the lane, and Campbell County got the rebounded miss. 3 minutes, 10 seconds. Campbell County with the ball. Smith leaves it over for Fancher. Fancher trying to drive, can't do it. Gets it back to Smith. Smith near midcourt. Right side picked up by Breland Morrison. Campbell County just spreading the floor. They got Weinel at 6'4 as their safety outlet whenever they get tied up on the double team. He kicks it out. Fancher wanting a three. That won't go. But here, Sergeant Fry got a rebounded miss. He took it away from Montez Gay, who steps up into the lane. Weinel doesn't shoot it. Sergeant Fry feeling it. That three won't go. But Connor Weinel got a rebound. Another opportunity for Campbell County. We're inside of 2.5 minutes to play. Missed shot by Smith. Abram Howard with a rebound in the backcourt. And he just cradles the ball, and he is fouled. That foul is going to be on Connor Weinel, his second, team third. But time an issue. 63-55 in favor of Campbell County. 2:20 to play. Got to push it. Breland's in the backcourt. Gives it to Montez Gay. Gay back to Morrison. In the front court. Breland crossover dribble. Stolen away. Jackson on a run out. Got the layup. That was a hurtful play. Cardinals in the front court. Breland Morrison ball fake. Launched the three. Missed it. Rayshon Hampton got the rebound. Did miss. Cardinals 5 of 15 shooting at 3, and it's inside of 2 minutes, and they're down 10 points. That foul's going to be on Sorgenfrey. His third, team's fourth. Cardinal ball underneath their goal, but again, a minute 55 to go, down 10. Craig looking. Rayshon Hampton, three-point shot, right baseline, got it. Deep in the corner. Rayshon hits his second three in this quarter. As the Cards call a timeout. 19 points in the game for Rayshon Hampton. But the clock is an issue. Minute 52 to go, 65-58 in favor of Campbell County. Back in 1 minute.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Big news for small business. Traditional Bank is now offering Zelle for Business, the fast, easy way to get paid. Money is sent directly to your bank accounts and is typically available in minutes, as easy as 1, 2, Zelle. Visit traditionalbank.com/Zelle Business. Traditional Bank, member FDIC. To send or receive money with a small business, both parties must be enrolled with Zelle directly through their financial institution's online banking or mobile app.
Campbell County with a basketball. They need to bring it the length of the floor. Each team with two timeouts left. Smith throws it over to Sorgenfrey, draws the double team. Campbell County spreads the floor. The next foul against the Cardinals, they'll shoot free throws. But right now, Campbell County playing catch. There's a minute and a half to play in the game. And Abram Howard steps out and fouls Smith. Stops the clock with 1:32 to play. Four team fouls now against GRC. Each team with two timeouts. Each team now will shoot the two-shot bonus. Sorgenfrey took a nasty pass by Smith. He kept possession. One dribble didn't go anywhere. Throw it back to Smith. Left side they go now to Fancher. And Fancher fouled by Rayshon Hampton. His third. And it'll put at the free throw line Xavier Fancher. He has scored 5 points in this game. He has missed his only free throw attempt in the game. He strolls there with a minute 22 to go in the game, and his team up 65-58. So the 6-foot left-hander for Campbell County knocks down the free throw. Another free throw coming.
This can take it back up to 9.
This free throw is... yeah. It all around the rim, but it falls in. Campbell County with no pressure. GRC, you got to push it. Howard back to Rayshon Hampton. Hampton and Howard play catch. Throw it to Gaines. Montez Gay calling for it. Didn't get it. Bounce pass it back to JP. He shoots a three that rims off. Rebound claimed by Fancher for Campbell County. Cards going for a steal. Didn't get it. Fancher will make that Sorgenfrey. He has fouled at midcourt. There's 62 seconds left in this game. And it's a 9-point lead for Campbell County. And they're shooting two free throws with a foul on Gay. So Sorgenfrey will be at the free throw line. He's 1 for 2 at the ball game. 21 points in the game. Now make it 22. His game's really come on. I don't know that he was a starter last year. He played a lot of minutes. But he's grown in height and his game as well. He makes both free throws. And the official says, hey, don't start the clock. Don't run it in. We got a sub coming in. So Breland Morrison in for Abram Howard. 1 minute to play. Cardinals in the front court. Eli Craig, three-point shot, missed it. Gaines, rebound, follow, put it in. JP having a wonderful game, doing what he can, but a foul in the back court will send Sorgen Fry back to the line. The GRC down nine, trying to extend this game. Craig with a foul is his first. So the Cardinals that had fouls to burn, he was one. He looks over at Coach Cook. Sorgen Fry at the line. He missed a free throw.
Well.
So with 49.2 seconds.
Maybe coming a little too late.
He makes a second.
70-60.
Timeout by Campbell County. They take a timeout. There are fans stand and applaud. It's a 10-point lead for the Camels. 49.2 seconds to play in the game. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Campbell County with the lead. The Cardinals of GRC will have the basketball. 49.2 seconds left in this game. It's a 10-point lead for Campbell County, who was led by as much as 17 in the first half. Had a lot of ground to make up. Cardinals cut it to five in the second. Oh. Chase Pace shoots a three, missed it. Breland Morrison with a rebound, and they're going to call a jump ball as Morrison ends up lying supine on the floor. So the jump ball will keep it possession to the Cardinals. Coach Souter still coaching his team as they have a 10-point lead, and Cardinals will have the ball underneath their goal. The official calling for a towel. Just give it to J.P. Gaines. He's standing down there again. J.P. Walking the paint.
Well, Brady's on the end of the bench, but he didn't move.
19 points in the game for Gaines. He's got a double-double tonight. He and Montez Gay played strong on the backboard.
Oh, yeah, tremendous games.
Each one of those guys right at a double-double. Oh. Long, high-arching three by Rayshon Hampton is missed, and J.P. Gaines got the rebound, and he is put to the floor, and he'll go to the line to shoot two free throws. And they're calling that foul on Fancher. Thirty-four point nine seconds. Gaines will go to the free throw line. He missed his first one. He's made his last two. Campbell County fans and cheerleaders feeling good about this one as Gaines rolls it in. Coach Cook walking the sideline. 9-point lead. Gaines trying to make it an 8-point margin. Can't do it. Rimmed off. Taken rebound by Connor Weinel. Fouled immediately in the backcourt. Rayshon Hampton reaches in on Garen Jackson, who's 2-for-2 at the foul line tonight. 21 points in the game. The guy hasn't missed a shot tonight.
Well, that's what you call getting it done at crunch time.
Yes.
And all you can do is take your hat off to him, because he was set. They set him up, and when he took shots, nothing but bottom.
Came into this game one of the top 10 in the state in field goal percentage. Most of the time you think that mark is owned by bigs or guys that play in the post, not a point guard.
Well,
but he's shooting right at 65% from the floor on the season.
He just added to it tonight.
Hadn't missed any shots from the floor, and he's 4-4 at the line. Clock running. Craig over to Montez Gay. Driving in. Slipped the defense. Put up the runner. Not there. Rayshon Hampton with a tip follow. And Coach Souders telling his guys to stop fouling. This will be on Fancher. His second and two free throws coming for Rayshon Hampton. Rayshon's 3-for-3 at the foul line. 19 points, and he'll have to stay on 19. He missed that one trying to shoot for his 20th. He averages almost 17 a game. He got it up to almost 20 at one point in time.
Got that
and
one.
And he makes a free throw. A 20-point game for the 5'11 senior. Campbell County gets the ball inbounds. Winel to Sorgen Fry. Back to Smith. And Smith is fouled by Rayshon Hampton. Stops the clock with 21 seconds. Hampton will foul out. That's his fifth. So Rayshon plays his final high school game, what would appear, with 21 seconds. And a chance for this to be a six-possession game. I don't know you get that many.
Yeah, well.
In not, 21 seconds.
Not unless there are a number of technicals.
Yeah, the Camels melt down.
Yeah.
Chase Pace in. Rayshon Hampton gets a hug by Coach Cook and the staff over on the sideline. And the guy laid it all out.
Absolutely.
He's got a motor that doesn't stop. He's a high-energy guy.
Incredible 3 years.
Free throw missed by Nathan Smith. He's got another free throw coming. He goes 1 of 2 at the line. Eli Craig, right side of the floor, throws it the length of the floor, and the pass is picked off. And then a foul in the backcourt, and Coach Cook says, just don't foul him. This 73-62, the Camels with the lead with 15 and a half seconds to go. J.P. Gaines comes out, the 6'2 senior, gets congratulations from Coach Cook. Breland Morrison, another 6'2 senior, gets the same as he comes out. Eli Craig and Haddon Cecil check in for the Cardinals as Xavier Fancher, 2 of 3 at the line. He's there. Left-hand free throw is up, and it's good. Abe Mullins in. Montez Gay comes out. Fans applaud his game and his season. A lot of upside to that guy. Coach Cook, he's still positive. Smiling and telling his guys, congratulations, a great season. Free throw made by Fancher. Eli Craig in the front court. Long three put up off the front of the rim. Abe Howard kick it out. Abe Mullins will get a three-point shot. Cards miss on no attempts, and they'll just hold the ball. Well, the game's over, and Campbell County wins this one in a final over GRC. 75-62 in favor of Campbell County. So the GRC run of four in a row comes to a halt tonight at the hands of Campbell County. The Camels win this one 75-62. I believe first half it was just hard to overcome.
Well, you can't give a team of this quality a 17-point cushion at intermission and then come in and do what you did in the third quarter to get them off stride and then not really be able to convert enough to get that lead below 4 points. They made a valiant effort, but too much skill on this Campbell squad. They are very, very good and are going to be a tough out from this point out.
Camels pick up the win. They play on. They'll play tomorrow night against Harrison County. Camels record now 25-6 on the season. Cardinals of GRC, 30 wins against only 3 defeats. And the first game against a regional opponent that GRC has lost, it just It's a terrible thing that it comes to him right here in the final. J.P. Gaines makes the all-tournament team. Rayshawn Hampton, a pair of seniors. Those two seniors scored 20 points each in this runner-up game. They are the region runners-up. So Hampton and Gaines make the all-tournament team, each one of those guys with 20 points in this contest. Well, we will take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have game scoring stats and comments, all that to follow right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Vink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Morehead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Morehead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmorehead.com.
Well, the 10th region final is set now. It'll be Campbell County, who won tonight over George Rogers Clark, 75-62 in the final. They will be playing Harrison County tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Cardinals dropped this one. They were the four in a row, 10th region crowns. They didn't get it tonight, but not without a wonderful second-half effort after falling behind by 17 points in the first half. GRC never played with the lead. There were two ties. Bobby got down by 17. They cut it to five, but then a myriad of turnovers just kind of really made it more difficult on GRC than they needed.
It certainly did. It did them in, and they got it within five in the third quarter and then cut it to 60-55 with a little over 5 minutes left in the game. But the Camels had the poise, had the maturity, had the skill sets to spread the floor, kick the ball around, exhaust GRC, trying to play jump and run, so to speak, and as a result, wound up getting to the foul line and then had another couple of three-point daggers late in the game that kind of made it a little bit too far out for them to get back.
Well, GRC made a run at it in the second half. As hot as Campbell County was in the first half, hitting 53% from the floor, they hit 8 of 14, 57% from three-point range. Cardinal defense dialed it up in the second half. They held Campbell County to 8 of 28 shooting for under 29%. And the Camels, they went 2 of 16 from behind the arc. But the free throw shooting was supreme as they finished the game in that second half. They were 13 of 17 at the foul line. Cardinals got back into the rebounding game as well. After being doubled up on the boards in the first half, they come back and take the rebounding edge, but they lose the game. Looking at some of the other numbers in this one, Campbell County finishes in a final shooting 41.7% as they shoot 25 of 60. Three-point shooting, 10 for 30 for 33.5%. And at the foul line, 15 of 19 for the Camels in this one, as it was 79% right at it for Campbell County. For the Cardinals of GRC, 45% from the floor, 23 of 51 shooting, 6 of 25 from behind the arc, 24%. And at the foul line, right at 59%, 10 of 17. Cards did come back. They went on the backboards 35-33 overall in this game. Points off turnovers, 14-8 edge in favor of Campbell County. Free throw, 15-10 edge in favor of Campbell County. Three-point scoring, 30-18 edge for Campbell County. Second chance points evened up at 11 apiece. Bench scoring, 9-0 edge for the Camels. For Campbell County in their win, 24 points for Brock Sorgenfrey. Also 23 points for Garen Jackson with 6 rebounds. Jackson missed only one shot in the entire game, went 8 for 9, scored 23 points, dished out 5 assists, pulled down 6 rebounds. 11 points, double-double for Connor Weinel. He got 10 boards as well. Also 5 assists for Weinel. Nathan Smith, 3 assists. He had 3 rebounds and 6 points. 9 points off the bench for Xavier Fancher. And shot it a lot, 2 for 10, but he did come away with 9 points there late in the game. Looking at the Cardinals for GRC, they got 20 points each from a pair of seniors. Rayshon Hampton scores 20, pulled down 5 rebounds, dished out an assist, and played 32 minutes, just about the entire ball game, all except for when they pulled him off as a senior to congratulate him. For another senior for GRC, J.P. Gaines, I had him with 10 rebounds. They got him for 9 here, 8 off the offensive glass. So he was, according to this stat sheet, 1 short of a double-double. Gaines scores 20 points on 8 of 12 shooting from the floor. He also came in there and blocked 2 shots, came up with 2 steals. Like his senior running mate, Rayshon, played just about the whole game. Some other scoring, then double figures. Montez Gay pulls down 5 rebounds, scored 12 points, blocked 3 shots, came up with 2 steals, dished an assist, and just about played the whole game. Other scoring for GRC, 7 points for Breland Morrison. Morrison pulled down 6 rebounds. He had an assist, blocked a shot, and got a steal. He likewise played nearly the entire game. The other points for GRC came on a Maddox Campbell 3 in the first quarter of play. Actually got the Cards on the board and got their scoring going. He hit a 3-pointer. Some other players contributing. Abram Howard in the game with 4 rebounds in this contest. He also Eli Craig. Craig unable to make a shot. He did get a rebound. He did come up with a steal. Hampton Taylor also played but did not score in this game. Cardinal season comes to an end. Their record ends up at 30-3. Campbell County plays on tomorrow night. They'll be playing Harrison County right here at the Mason County Field House. That tip off at 7 o'clock. Bobby, it's always a kind of a hollow thing and a somber thing when you lose a game, but they lost to a worthy opponent. Campbell County's a good team. We knew that coming in.
Well, you've got to hand it to them, and especially with the adversity that GRC had hit the camp less than 2 weeks ago with that injury to their starting point guard, and they were valiant in their effort to try to overcome that. But the team they were playing tonight, we knew was going to test them, even if the Cards had been at full strength, and they were certainly hot to trot early on and got out, did what they needed to do, took a commanding lead at intermission. GRC got back in it and had a couple of chances to really, really squeeze it down, but were simply unable to get the ball in the basket when they needed to. But an incredible 4-year run for GRC in region play. winning 65 games in a row before finally going down this evening. So hats off to the program. It's been a fabulous run, and next year they can start another one.
Sure can. Again, in a final 75-62, Campbell County over GRC. In the game preceding this one, it was 65-51. Harrison County taking out Mason County, and that sets the stage for the final tomorrow, and that'll be on WMST. They will have coverage for that championship game, and they'll go to the air, I'm sure, sometime within the half hour before the game's tip. So we're going to step aside for a two-minute break. We'll come back and wrap it up here at the Fieldhouse as GRC falls to Campbell County. Back in 2 minutes.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting, everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Here on Gateway Radio Works, we brought you both games of this semifinal here at Mason County Fieldhouse. And again, tomorrow night it'll be 7 o'clock tip time. Harrison County taking on Campbell County. Two different teams, not new teams, two different teams in the final. You've got... last year is Clark and Mason, and the year before that, Clark and Bracken. So you've got some new participants in there. And Harrison County came fired up. They brought a good crowd. Campbell County did, too. We just happened to be positioned right in the pep section or in the fan section of both those winning teams.
Well, that's correct. And a tremendous atmosphere. We had a packed house this evening, and everybody who came certainly enjoyed what they saw. I know two of the teams came out of it on the short end, but it was not due to any lack of effort at all by anybody on the floor tonight.
Something about it seems like Campbell County was a little more stressful win than Harrison County, although the Camels, you know, they led the entire game, but there was that constant lurking pressure and thought in the back of your mind that this Cardinal team, they've done this four times in a row, and no lead was safe.
No lead was safe until they got within the final 15, 20 seconds, and then they knew they had it. But tip of the hat to the Camels. They were the better team tonight and will certainly be. Either one of these two teams will be a formidable representative of the 10th region in Rupp Arena in a week and a half, or actually next week.
Don't know exactly who they're going to be playing. That game should be about over. It was Newport taking on Cooper High School up there in the 9th region. That championship game was tipping off as our semifinal was going on. It was Newport playing Cooper High, and that was at Northern Kentucky University. Also a championship game tonight in the 11th region that should be concluding. Lexington Catholic taking on Great Crossing. That was at Paul Lawrence Dunbar High there in Lexington. You had some other semifinal games that were going on tonight. Owensboro Catholic taking on Butler County. That was a championship game out in the 3rd region. And some other games all across the state. They were playing tournament basketball. Well, we'll take a final one-minute break. We'll come back and sign it off in 1 minute right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
From the Mason County Fieldhouse, the semifinals are through. It'll be tomorrow night's championship game, Harrison County taking on Campbell County at 7 o'clock here at the Mason County Fieldhouse. Again, WMST, you can tune in with them, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, or WMSTradio.com for the coverage. Gateway Radio Works commitment to the communities, to the high schools, and the students that they serve. That's going to do it here from Mason County in Maysville, Kentucky. Back at our station, appreciate our producers, Hayes McMakin, our on-site technician, Bobby Baldwin here with me, Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Good night.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.